Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works." John 14 verse 12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian Believers Basics, and that is the Bible topics. In the last module, I related how I found three main areas of concern as a theme running through the New Testament, with nine topics in each area, which were given to me as a revelation in a dream. The following is a list or table of these findings. Also, there were arguably nine writers, with the one possible discrepancy would be the writer of the book of Hebrews, which for the purpose of this discussion we will allocate to Barnabas, who is related to John, Mark and Peter. Briefly, it is a summary of each of the 27 books of the New Testament, described by its intent, content, and purpose. The objective is to examine the main purpose behind each book that the writer had in mind in a single word. The categories are broad and obviously contain other material, but in essence, it is all about Jesus the Christ, his church, and the Christian believers who follow him. Biblical knowledge about the Word and words of God and Jesus are important. However, it is more important to know the God of the Word. It is vital for us to know everything about Jesus and his teachings, his commands, what he did, why and how he did things. Also, what he requires of us. All this is set out within the New Testament. As I said, the summary is from a divine revelation laid out in an orderly manner and should sum up the full content of Jesus' ministry, his church and the Christian believer in a nutshell. Note, the books are not listed in the normal order. They are grouped together in each of the three areas according to the topics. The following table has four columns with the headings of writers and the three areas, Christ, the Christian, and the Church. We will look at the first area being Christ, and we will look at the nine topics. Topic number one, the teachings in Matthew's Gospel. Number two, his work in Mark's Gospel. In number three, Christ's concern in Luke's Gospel. Number four, his witness in the book of Acts. Number five, Christ exalted in Hebrews. Number six, belief of Christ in John's Gospel. In number seven, God triumphant in the book of Revelation. Number eight, the second coming of Christ in 2 Thessalonians. Number nine, Christ personified in Colossians. So there we have nine topics in the area of the Christ. In the area of the Christ follow, the next nine topics, the first one would be number one, fellowship tests we find in 1 John 1. Number two, walking in truth, 1 John 2. Number three, living in truth, 1 John 3. Number four, living in faith, James. Number five, living in righteousness, Romans. Number six, living examples, 1 Thessalonians. Number seven, living lifestyle, Titus. Number eight, living not under law, Galatians. Number nine, living in love, Philemon. That gives us nine topics in the area of Christ or the Christ follower. The area number three of the church, there are nine topics again, and these would be church problems, which is Paul's strength and speciality because he was busy establishing churches at that time. So the first topic that he would address would be ministry problems in 1 Corinthians. Number two would be ministry guidelines in 2 Corinthians. Number three, ministry relationships in Ephesians. Number four, ministry love and loyalty in Philippians. Number five, ministry behavior in 1 Timothy. Number six, ministry guidelines again, 2 Timothy. Number seven, ministry conduct in the first book of Peter. Number eight, ministry growth in the second book of Peter. Number nine, the ministry false teachers in the book of Jude. That gives us nine topics in the third area of the church. Our main focus for the life and teachings of Jesus and the work of the Holy should always be, one, the four Gospels, and two, the book of Acts. We always need to remember that we need to know the Word of God accurately and then learn to hear the voice of God of the Word so we can do His will. This topic will be discussed in the next level. In closing, next time we will be discussing how to do a Bible study. I pray that you'll be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a disciple and disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV and God bless.